Bank of Cardiff, this is Ruben. Hey, Josh.
How you doing?
Doing okay. I'm sorry. I tried to get back to you Friday and Monday, but your voicemail was full, and then I'm assuming you were just busy. What is going on?
Too much. So was it Dun and Bradstreet, the one that... you said that you had pulled a report, and that was...
Gotcha. So let's bring this up. So I've got a lot of files for you, so bear with me. I'm going to sort through it all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hold on. So there's a Paydex score. I think Paydex is on DNB. Let's check it.
But don't they give them any credit?
So I believe it is Dun & Bradstreet on one of the reports. There's a Paydex. A Paydex is like a business credit score. So it says that there is a lower Paydex from slow pace.
Okay.
So unfortunately, some of the way business credit works is it's obviously very frustrating, and I don't want you to think like, oh, you're like a bad customer, you're a great customer of ours. But business credit will not show us who the vendors are at all. They will only show us what the category is. Like, are they a construction company? Are they an equipment supplier? Are they a financial services? Are they utilities? So on and so on and so forth. So with Paydex, that's how they work. So Dun & Bradstreet, I would reach out to them, because that's what they're looking at.
Okay. So do you subscribe to Dun & Bradstreet?
I don't do them. We pull credit. Correct.
Would we?
You could. They might charge you some stuff, but I would honestly, I think the bigger thing for you is kind of reach out to some of your vendors, because there's people that are obviously saying, hey, look, they're claiming that they're slow paid by you, and if that's inaccurate, you want to reach out to them, your people you do a lot of business with, and say, hey, guys, what's going on? I kind of don't like the DMB thing, because I feel it's kind of almost like pay to play, where they're not going to give you, you know, you kind of have to pay for the service, which is its own issue to itself, but Paydex is an issue used by a lot of business credit reporting agencies, so it might be worth it for you to sign up. Not because I get paid anything, but because it can show you some information that's showing on your credit. I can also, okay, but what I can do is, before you do that, I can pull a copy of Experian Business Credit, free of charge, and send it to you, and see what information, if it's the same information or if it's different, so maybe I can save you a few bucks so you don't have to do that. Do you want me to do that in the meantime?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah, no worries.
If the Dun & Bradstreet, how does that work? Like, they give you all that information?
They give you just the report. I don't know. They would give you, like, a starting point to say, like, here's the report and what it's showing. But let me pull Experian and see if that same information is there. Let me see if I can just save you money, to be honest.
Okay.
Give me a second. I can't pull it automatically. Do you want me to pull it and get back to you within a couple hours?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Cool. You were also mentioning the other day, it was just hard for me to hear you. There's some other equipment you're trying to add on, or can you give me a little detail so I can...
It's going to be an air compressor and a generator, and I'm still waiting on the information I need on the air compressor, and I'll find something, send it to you, and give you an idea.
Cool. Let me see if I need anything to update the approval, because I know it's been a little while, and see what they need, and I'll holler right back at you.
Thank you, Ruben.
You got it, brother. Stay well.
All right.
Bye-bye.